We'd go down to the depot to get them when they come in. We went down there one time and to get these, picked up one of them, and went going to the bakery, and there's Deputy Sheriff. We always had a lot of fun out of him. He followed us all the way up to that bakery, going to catch us with a keg of whiskey, he thought. And he knew Turner'd get drunk once in a while, so he saw him coming, and he said, you get the door open, and I'll get the can, and when I get in there, you lock the door. So I did. Time he got up there, he rattled that door and rattled that door. But we got that can out, set it in the icebox, throw that thing outside the back door, you know. He come in there and he looked that face all over the thing. We had just a lot of fun out in him that way.
Well, have you ever heard people talk about a stand-a-lard?
I've heard that. Usually a stand would be the same thing as our 50-gallon drum, or maybe a... We used to get it in 5-gallon, or you get it in gallons, you know. Mm-hmm. What's called a lard pail, it sloped to the top, and bigger at the top was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Used to get that the other way. Used to get flour in a little wooden barrel, too, mm-hmm. Day barrel.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a barrel, you know, these things, metal things that go around the barrel.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Barrel hoops, I think they call them.
Okay.
I've had to tighten down a lot of them on barrels where they dry out, you know. Just take a little hammer and keep knocking them down, go all the way around, tighten. Take a water barrel, you tighten it up, and you'll find it'll swell, you know, when it gets top, it won't leak anymore.
What would, if you were buying a lot of potatoes or fertilizer or something like that, what would it probably come in? What would be packed in?
Well, you used to get potatoes in 100-pound tow sack, he called it. And fertilizer, they usually now, they get it in paper bags, might say now. They used to get it in cloth bags years ago, but I haven't seen it in cloth bags in years. Flour used to come in that time. You get 50 or 25, 50-pound barrel. In the bakery now, we get it in 100-pound sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Be 98-pound, might say. I get about a carload of that stuff at a time.
You know what people in my part of the country call tow sacks? Call them croaker sacks.
What kind?
Croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks?
You ever heard
gunny
of that?
Sacks and tow sacks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never heard them call that. Croaker
mm-hmm.
sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Gunny sacks, I've heard them call that. Tow sacks.
Say, if you were taking some corn to the mill to be ground, have you ever heard, you know, the amount that you can take at one time called anything in particular?
Peck, bushel, mm-hmm. stuff like that, about the same thing, I think.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
I don't know whether they have or not.
Never
that sounds
that.
Pretty reasonable, though.
Uh-huh. Say, you know, if your electric light, if your lamp burns out, that thing that you'd have to replace, you'd call that the...
Bulb?
It's a light.
Light bulb.
Or say, you know, before they had these lamps, they usually burn this stuff in these, that liquid, you know.
Coal oil lamp? Yeah, we got one in there now.
You ever hear people call coal oil anything else?
Kerosene.
Same thing.
I was raised up with them on the farm. We had them now, and then we had these Aladdin lamps, they call them. It burned that same thing, you know. And they a little bigger light.
Say, if,